A recent episode of the popular PBS program Antiques Roadshow caught the attention of some Southeast residents when a couple of 200-year-old Tlingit masks from Haines appeared on screen. It sparked the interests of regional natives and historians and raised questions about how the items ended up in the Midwest. KHNS's Margaret Friednauer has the story.
Fans of Antiques Roadshow wait for those moments when an item on the program is valued at tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. The TV cameras catch the owner's stunned reaction when they hear their family heirloom is worth more than they imagined. That's what happened recently during an episode of the show that was filmed in Bismarck, North Dakota. Here's appraiser Tim Trotta giving the news to a guest about a wooden mask.
Would sell in the neighborhood of $175,000. We never
no.
see.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Oh, these are among the most rare objects in North America.
Trotta estimated a second mask worth $75,000. But in this case, for some Alaska viewers, the value wasn't the shocker. It was the two items being appraised. They were carved masks in the Tlingit style and, according to the owner, originally from Haines. PBS does not identify guests on the show. We found the owner's name through social media, but have not been able to reach him. He also gave one clue to his identity when he explained to the appraiser where the masks came from.
They date back, I believe, into the 1890s, where my great-grandfather was a missionary to what is now called Haines, Alaska.
Trotta, the appraiser, described the masks as a wolf and a face or guardian mask. He said there is a carving of a raven in the wolf's ears, and abalone was used for the wolf's eyes. He said the guardian mask may depict an ancestor. He pointed out the faint pigments still visible on the wood, and he estimated they date to the 1700s. But local natives and art experts say Trotta got a few details wrong. Those aren't raven figures in the wolf's ears. They're eagles. A wolf and raven would not appear together in Tlingit objects.
And, of course, when I look at them, I see that they are Tlingit Atu, or, you know, they are sacred clan objects.
That's Rosita Worrell, director of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau.
And this belongs to the Kagwantan of Haines. You've got a wolf, and you've got that eagle in the ear. And to me, I said, this is, and it's from Haines, so it's got to belong to the Kagwantan there.
Helen Alton, who is the director of the Sheldon Museum in Haines, also watched the episode. She says if the masks are as old as appraised, they would have been kept inside, perhaps in a covered grave. But she says they also appear worn.
What my thought was is that these were used in cultural context. That's the kind of wear that I've seen on stuff that's been used in a cultural context over a long period of time.
That brings up another point. How did the masks make their way into private hands and to North Dakota? The museum did some research and suggests the great-grandfather who acquired the masks was likely Pastor William Walter Warren, who was in Haines in the late 1890s for nearly a decade. It's difficult to say if the pieces were gifted to the pastor or if he collected or bought them. Alton says there are instances of pieces of spiritual value being gifted to missionaries when someone converted to Christianity.
Sometimes it's part of the process of conversion is giving up the old, and so many missionaries acquired things as gifts.
Worrell says if that's the case, the masks illustrate the sometimes troublesome history of missionaries in the Chilkat Valley.
What is, I find interesting is the contradictions. The great-grandfather was a missionary and a teacher, and at that time they were teaching Tlingit people that our spiritual beliefs and practices were wrong. But at the same time, he's appropriating Tlingit objects. And I like to quote Joe Hotch from Klukwan, who says, "They collected our sins."
Alton sent a letter to PBS this week asking for help in getting in contact with the owner. She suggested the family could gift or lend the masks to the museum so they could care for them and display them in Haines. Worrell says Sea Alaska would also be interested in talking with him, and it's possible they could work with other organizations to purchase the masks if they ever come up for auction. But with the recent appraisal of $250,000 for both masks, that could be an expensive undertaking. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.